Exclusive, Senator Dave McCormick, I pick our hand in winning war against China for global supremacy. By Hannah Knudsen on July 14, 2026. America will beat China in the war for global supremacy. Senator Dave McCormick, RPA, said during an interview with Breitbart News at the Pennsylvania Defense and Innovation Summit on Tuesday. McCormick spoke about Pennsylvania playing a critical role in revamping America's defense capabilities, a priority of President Donald Trump. When asked about China's role in the race for global supremacy, the senator said it is true that China has a lot of advantages, but America will come out on top. I mean, if I could pick our hand or China's hand in terms of winning the war for global supremacy, global superpower, I pick our hand. But it depends on what we do, and we've made a bunch of really bad decisions through globalization and our trade policies. He said, emphasizing that these were stupid decisions which destroyed domestic steel production, which destroyed shipbuilding, which really left us in a position of vulnerability. But now, under President Trump's leadership, McCormick said, that reality is drastically changing. Watch. That is all changing with President Trump's focus on peace through strength and bringing advanced manufacturing back to America and back to Pennsylvania, he said. Good example is Nippon U.S. Steel. This was something the president, I talked to the president about. A number of us did. He agreed to that Nippon U.S. Steel deal. And what's happening now is that we've got $14 billion of new investment going into domestic steelmaking. We have a new mill being built in the Monongahela Valley outside of Pittsburgh. First time in 50 years, there's been a new steel mill. McCormick said, providing perspective and examples of these changes as a result of a shift in policy. This is just one example of this incredible flow of capital that's coming. And this defense summit is meant to double down on that, the Keystone State Republican said. Both traditional defense, we need to build more artillery shells in Scranton. We need to build the next generation combat vehicle in York. But also we need to invest in drones and hypersonics and all of that. And Pennsylvania can be the lead of those as well.